Radio Gorgeous, online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime. So I'm here at the Hospital Club in Covent Garden, which is a private members club, very glamorous. I'm in a large gallery, and I'm here with the artist Susie Mickey. Hello.
Hello, Josephine.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be talking to you.
Let's talk about your work. How would you describe it?
It's basically what I'm interested in, pattern and repetition. My work takes a long time to do. I can't churn my drawings out. This exhibition consists of work that goes back to 2004. So it's not exactly a retrospective, but there's a lot of early work and my most recent work.
Shall we have a look at the latest?
These are the ones. These here are the latest drawings.
It's unbelievable. Let me describe it. It's all dots, is it?
It's small dots. These are pencil on very delicate. It's not actually tissue paper. It's design paper. It's a bit more robust than tissue paper, but it's made up of two sections within a rectangle. The dots are fine, close together, and they create the patterns are created by the process.
Yes, because there's movement. You know, you think of dots, but it isn't like Damien Hirst's dots.
No.
This is, it's got movement. It's like a piece of fabric, I'd even
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you're very insightful because the three main themes of my work are fabric, textile, script, and natural forms. And in actual fact, the script based drawings and the textile based drawings always contain natural forms.
So this is done with a pencil?
Yes, a pencil which is regularly sharpened, which accounts for the dark and light.
Yes, I was going to say, how do you get it? Is it to do with how much you press it, or, you know?
It's literally to do with the sharpness of the tip. So as I work, they get darker, and then when it gets too heavy, I sharpen the pencil, and then I start again, and the marks are light.
So do you know what's going to come out at the end of it?
No, that's the whole point. I usually work, I have an idea of the scale and probably the outline, but actually what happens when I start working, I don't know, and that's what keeps it interesting and keeps the surface lively. You know, there's nothing...
There's nothing flat about these pictures. But they are quite graphic in a way, though, in the way that they are... with not much use of colour.
No, that's another story, because I come from a family of painters and who are all colourists. And it wasn't until I paired my ideas back to the very basic mark and left out colour that I found my subject, really, of that's mine and not connected to a long history. And for some reason that matters to me.
Radio Gorgeous. What are these ones?
Now, this is a series of 14 panels. The idea was... It was quite nerve-wracking doing this because each panel took a very long time, and it wasn't until I was way past halfway that I realised it was actually going to work as an idea. Because you could just do this and think, oh, my God, this is madness. You're just standing for days and months doing dots without any... anything except I just cut pieces of paper the same size, and it could have just looked terribly boring and dull, but personally I'm very pleased with this series.
Again, they're moving, they're very alive. Yeah. It could be part of an animal.
Yeah, skin.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, actually that was they were originally called skin, but I didn't want to be so specific, so I changed the
exactly.
title.
Exactly, you want people to put their own imagination
yes,
onto things.
Exactly, but you picked up on some key ideas.
And these are a brown colour, and
these are sepia ink. It's the most beautiful ink. It's a shellac.
God, close up, it's incredible.
And
it's so different up close to far apart.
Yes, it is. They work on exactly. Yeah. They're one thing far away, and then they're another thing when you get very close.
Now, can I just ask why 14 panels? I mean, it's quite extreme.
One of the things about working like this in series is you have to choose a number because I could have gone on for 100.
Is this very meditative, your work?
It is. I was just talking to James, the technician here. And strangely, you'd think that because they're quite simple, that I could sit down at any time and just pick up the pencil and carry on working, but it isn't like that at all. I mean, if there's somebody working in the house, I can't work, because I just have to be very still, and I have to concentrate very hard and get into a zone, really.
Did you lose yourself?
I listen to music a lot, and that kind of...
One part of your brain's got music, the other's doing concentrating.
Yes. You know when you're doing something repetitive, like it's something that women do a lot, I think. You know, if you're sewing or if you're peeling vegetables or if you're doing something very mechanical, you actually think in quite a different way than if we're talking now. We're kind of sparking off each other and things are going on.
But think about that's what we are designed for, really, isn't it?
Yes, and this work is very much part of that process. It happens to be art. I don't sign them because traditionally women's work's always been anonymous. And that was an important thing for me to sort of not to promote myself in that way that people do in the art world often.
So interesting. So it's non-ego, kind of feminine work.
Yes. Yes, it is.
RadioGorgeous.com.
So what are you most proud of? What do you want to show me next?
Well, I'm very pleased the way these panels look, because that was quite an ambitious idea. They haven't been shown in London.
Oh, wow.
So this is their first outing here. Yeah. Strangely, this piece here, I haven't seen for quite a long time, on the left.
Yeah.
It's called Black Page. Mm-hmm. And it's... The thing about text is that I'm sort of using text but abstracting it. The idea of writing that isn't a language. It's a sort of... it's a way of communicating without words. And this is like a page in a notebook.
Yes.
With a fold in the middle.
Yes.
And although there aren't words there, there's something going on. I mean, I haven't explained that very well. But
yeah, it could be parchment or bark or cork or it could be anything. I mean, that's as you say, you can put anything you want onto it.
Yes, and it could be a blank page. I mean, that could just be how the paper is that you write on is waiting to be written on.
Again, though, it's got a 3D. I suppose it's quite 3D, isn't it?
Yes.
Because there's bumps and lumps in it,
and
actually.
Rhythms.
Incredible. So who's bought your art then? Who likes it?
Well, interesting people involved in the arts. An architect has bought a piece.
Yeah, I imagine them liking it.
Because of the kind of the space. And the jeweller bought a piece, the sort of intricacy.
Yes.
A writer, a wonderful writer who... We haven't met, but we've communicated, and her writing style is very economical, Georgina Harding. And she bought a piece of my work, and we agreed we have a similar... She does in writing what I do visually.
So interesting. Now, I just want to talk about, before this, you had a career in film, and what was your job in film?
Well, I was in the editing department.
Now, can you see a link between this and editing?
Well, I was talking to someone yesterday. I mean, editing and poetry, which I did for a while. It's the economy. You know, in editing, you cut out what isn't necessary. You tell the story in the most direct way. And the same with poetry. In order to construct a good poem, you have to get rid of anything indulgent. Well, at least I do. That's the kind of poetry I like. And so the work fits in very well with those two ideas, really.
Exactly. Mm. Susie Mickey, congratulations on your show, and thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
No, thank you, Josephine.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com, produced and presented by Josephine Pembroke and beautifully edited by Ella Gray Thomas, 2015.